That sounds horrible. You mean I'm gonna have stuff projected on my wall?
Hello, you're listening to Bonersode 88 for April 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Ira Garrett Jumping. Today, tonight, whatever, I have a call for you inspired by Whoa There. And by inspired, I mean completely ripped off. I was cyberstalking him on Twitter when I came across a tweet where he said, "Threatening an old lady on the street, hover around and find out." And a bit later, he tweeted a pic of an old lady on an electric wheelchair with the caption, "Hover around and find out." And since it gave me a good belly laugh, I decided to steal it. But Whoa There can't sue me because I'm making him today's producer. I'm a law person genius. Anyway, before we get to that call, I have some more stupid ronk ideas about pool parties and bats, and an even stupider idea of mine about bubblegum. What do you say we give them a listen?
Hello, this is Dale.
Oh, hey, Dale. It's Ira with the HOA.
Oh, no, I'm at home here.
What?
Is this on?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't understand you.
Oh, I don't know who's calling.
Oh, yeah, it's Ira with the Homeowners Association here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, I needed to talk to you about the thing that you've been doing lately here in the neighborhood.
About what?
About the thing. You know, the thing that you've been up to lately. You're always going out.
What are you talking about?
Well, we've had several complaints here in the neighborhood about you going outside late at night and communicating.
Hey, wait a minute. You're wasting your time and mine.
What do you mean?
Whoever told you that?
Well, I didn't even...
Wait a minute. Wait, listen to me. I have been under physical therapy. I haven't been going any place.
Dale.
I've been taking pain pills for 7 damn months.
Yeah.
I don't fucking... Who told you that?
Yeah, you sound like it. Yeah, well, let me get to the premise, because you didn't even let me do the whole thing here. Let me get through
No, I'm not even listening to this crap.
Dale.
You go get your information from someone else.
Well, no, it's been several...
I haven't even been able to walk but 9 holes. Whoever is giving you that? This is Dale's over here in Texas.
I know.
I live over at 200 lane. I don't live out there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dale.
So don't waste my time. Go
Dale.
Find out who the hell told you that.
Well, it's several. It's several. Dale. Dale, it's several people, though. Like, it's not just one person.
I don't care if it is seven people. They don't know me. I have always had, all my life, a problem with people say, think I'm somebody, I look like somebody else.
Well, no, it's definitely... Well, you don't even know what you're being accused of yet. Like, I haven't even got to that. Let me just explain. You're getting...
No, I'm not listening to it.
You're getting all worked up.
Hey, check with Thane Anderson if you want.
Dale.
And find out. I have not been physically able to be around out there.
Dale.
In the first place. So don't bother me. I don't want to hear that crap.
You're getting all...
I don't know who the hell is complaining, but you better ask them to better identify.
Well, they said...
If you want me to come out there and meet with someone...
They said that
I haven't come over here to the house. I'm not wasting my time going over there.
They said that you've
been... I'm already ticked off about this.
I know.
Find out the facts before you bother me.
You're getting so mad, but you don't even know what the accusation is.
I don't care. You said I've been identified out there doing something.
Yeah, you've been...
I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
You've been attempting to communicate with the bats via echolocation.
Huh?
You've been communicating with the bats in the area via echolocation. And we just need you to kind of cut back on that, because it's attracting all kinds of...
I am not talking to who?
You're communicating with the bats. And they're starting to...
Wait a minute. I'm doing what?
And they're starting to nest, you know? Like, there's bat nests popping up in the neighborhood.
Wait, let me put this on speaker so I can hear you better.
What? Why? What?
Okay, now tell me again what I'm supposed to be doing.
You're communicating with the bats in the neighborhood. And they're starting to nest.
Wait. I don't understand what you're telling me. I'm communicating with who?
The bats.
Huh?
Like Batman?
I'm dealing with... What do you mean a Batman? You mean someone in a costume?
No, you're talking to bats. Like the flying rodents? Bats. B-A-T-S.
Wait, my wife is trying to explain to me. What is it? Huh?
He said
that. Okay. I'm communicating with you. Is that your name?
Well, no, you're, man, never mind. You just need to quit communicating with the bats. You're out there using...
I got to quit communicating with who?
With the rats in the neighborhood. You're talking to rats.
Rats?
Yeah, you're communicating with the rats. You're feeding them and forming, you know, armies of rats. And it's just...
I am?
Yeah, and you can't be doing that because, you know, they're starting to nest. And we legally can't take down rat nests.
Hey, what? This is from the country club.
Yeah.
You are you an officer out there? Are you one of the member officers? Yeah. Who's are you one of the I'm calling from an office or what?
Yeah, and look, you just need to quit communicating with the bats. They're starting to nest here, and we can't even legally take those down. And it's just attracting all kinds of invasive species of different bats, and we can't have that.
Why did you call me about it?
Because you're going outside late at night and using...
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, wait a minute. I have not been physically able to do it. I had a fractured pelvis. I had hip surgery. And then I also had a fractured pelvis. I have been physically unable to go out there.
That doesn't have anything to do with echolocation.
Well, wait a minute. How can I go out there and do those things if I can't physically get around to do it? Wake up, would you?
Well, I'm not asleep.
To the club. He's calling from the club. My wife was reported to the club. I what's your name?
My name is Ira, and you tell Millie to shut up. It has nothing to do with her.
Oh, okay. I sure will then. Say, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you called me, and I'll go ahead and definitely stay home at night, okay?
Yeah, just stay inside. Don't be echolocating all over the neighborhood.
Hey, if you want to continue this conversation, I want you to give me your name.
I already told you my name is Ira.
Ira, what's your last name?
Jumping.
Spell it.
J-U-M-P-I-N-G.
J-U-M?
Yeah.
What's the S? Jim what? J-U-M what?
P-Q-7-I-N-G.
7-I-N-G?
Yeah. Anyways, look, you need to quit.
Bye now.
Hello?
Hello, Janet.
Yes.
Hey, Janet, it's Ira with the country club.
Yes.
Hey, I needed to talk to you about the pool party that you threw over here on Saturday. You know,
that's the wrong person.
this is Janet, right? Over there on.
Yes, but I don't have the pool membership.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the issue. You know, you can't be sneaking in here and throwing after hours pool parties.
I wasn't.
Ma'am.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Ma'am, we have you on the security camera. I mean, we know it was you that planned it and everything. And
oh, wait a minute. I'm on my way to a doctor's appointment, and I will stop by there on my way home.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you're not in trouble.
It was not me.
Ma'am, you're not in trouble.
And I'm not going to be accused of something I didn't do.
Ma'am.
I will be at your office when I get back from my doctor's.
Ma'am, we can settle this. We can settle this right now. We just, you know, you're not in trouble or anything. It's just, you know, you can't be throwing.
I know I'm not. I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, no, we know it was you. Like, we saw the.
No, do not say you know it was me.
We also have, you know,
don't know it was me.
We also have the flyers that you posted up around the neighborhood and everything. It's got your name on them. It's, you know, it's really like, you don't have to be embarrassed or anything. It's okay. We just.
I'm not.
There's just.
I didn't do it.
There's just a couple of things. Like, first of all, it's a community pool, so you can't do it, you know, invite only. You have to open it up to everyone.
Dude, who in the hell is this?
This is Ira with the club.
Ira who?
Jumping. And then also, the ratio of girls to guys being 5-1, that's, you know, you got to at least balance it out a little more than that.
Oh, fuck you.
Ma'am.
Who is this?
It's Ira. I already told you that. And why are you cursing me out? I'm just trying to lay down some ground rules here so that next time we can have this all on the up and up.
Yeah, you know, you're full of shit, whoever you are.
Oh, you're full of shit, Janet. Sneaking in here with your friends after hours.
Hello.
Hello, Glenn?
Yes.
Hey, Glenn, it's Lee from down the street.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, do you think you could quit spitting your bubble gum into my driveway?
I don't spit bubble gum. I don't even chew bubble gum.
Oh, no. I know it was you. I already ran the DNA test and everything. It came up as a match. And I'm not really mad or anything. It's just kind of, it's getting old after a while.
Well,
I keep having to scrape.
I know I don't chew bubble gum, so I don't know what DNA test you're talking about. Nice try.
I ran a DNA test on the last few pieces, and it came up as a match for you. So there's really no.
How do you have my DNA? Nice try. You don't even have my DNA, so.
Oh, yeah, of course I do. I scraped it off your doorknob a few years ago. I keep it on file.
I didn't even live there a few years ago. Nice try.
Well, it was a few months ago. I didn't say years.
You said years.
No, I meant months.
Yeah, I wasn't there a few months ago. I was gone. I was out of town and out of country.
But your DNA is still on the doorknob. It doesn't go anywhere.
No, it's not. It's not, because I had it scrubbed off before I left.
Oh, bullshit. You don't know how DNA works. Quit acting like a scientist.
You don't know how it works.
You're not a scientist. I am.
You are? What kind of scientist are you?
I'm a engineering scientist.
Really? Where do you work here in doing engineering scientists?
Oh, I work for a laboratory.
Which one?
Cody Co. Laboratories.
Cody Co.
Yeah.
Nice try. There is no Cody Co.
Of course there is. Just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean there isn't. Look, I was just calling to get you to quit spitting bubble gum onto my driveway.
Yeah. I don't spit bubble gum. I don't chew bubble gum. You got the wrong person.
You need to just quit lying. Quit lying.
Yeah. Now I know what you're doing. Okay.
What do you mean? Look, I'm just getting tired of stepping in your bubble gum, and sometimes it sticks to my tires when I drive over it.
Hey, what kind of bubble gum is it?
I don't know the brand.
Oh, okay.
It's just pink bubble gum.
Bubblicious. Yeah, well, that's not me. So check your DNA again, but it's definitely not me, and we can go to court and you can prove that it's not me.
Oh,
so
it's not a legal matter. Like, I'm not going to sue you. I was just hoping you would just knock it off. It's just kind of weird. Like, why do you always?
I can't knock off when I'm not doing, can I?
Like, why do you always spit it in my driveway? Like, I don't even know you.
I don't know you either. So there you go. We're even.
And like, I don't know for sure that, it's you specifically, but the DNA, like, it came up positive for a bald, heavy set black guy.
Really?
And you're the only one that fits that description. So, I mean, that kind of narrows it down a bit.
Kind of narrows it down a bit, doesn't it?
It says here on my readout that the DNA match, it's for a guy that has glasses and a beard or a goatee of some kind.
That's definitely not me, because I cut my beard off like about a month ago.
Well, okay, but the DNA was, from a while ago. Genius.
Really?
Yep. And it also says here on the readout that you look very handsome in a suit and tie.
All righty. Well, I appreciate that.
That's, that's a scientific report. These things don't lie.
All righty.
All right. Well, I think we got to the bottom of this. I don't think I'll be seeing your bubble gum in my driveway anymore.
Okay, well, let's hope not.
All right, Glenn. Well, you have a lovely evening.
Hey, you too.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. All right,
bye.
Hello?
Hello, Rick?
Yes, sir?
Hey, Rick, it's Ira with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to ask if you could please quit attempting to communicate with the bats in the neighborhood.
Quit doing what?
How you've been going outside and just doing that echolocation thing? It's just starting to bother people. We're getting some complaints from the other neighborhood, the other neighbors and everything.
Who is this?
It's Ira with the HOA.
I don't have an HOA, Ira, and I haven't been echolocating with any friggin' bats either, man.
Yeah, no, you have. We know it's you. You're out there just kind of late at night and everything, and it's starting to attract some invasive species of bats, and they're forming nests.
There's no invasive species of bats. All bats are nice folks.
Oh, no, but, you know, like, there's nests that are popping up in the neighborhood, and we can't even legally remove those because they're protected
well,
and everything.
Then tell them people to thank me for that. That's pretty nice of me to get some bats to hang around here and eat the bugs.
Well, no, but we have too many of them. That's the issue.
If we had too many of them, we wouldn't have any mosquitoes.
Well, no.
I just got bit by a mosquito today.
Rick, you're upsetting the natural balance in the neighborhood. You can't be disrupting the ecosystem just because you have some weird...
No, really. Who is this?
It's Ira with the HOA. I've already said that a few times now. And just because you have some kind of weird, you know, hobby with bats and dressing up like Batman.
Yes, I do. That's true.
You need to, and also, like, it's kind of worrying some of the neighbors because you're out there, you know, dressed up like Batman. You know, with the mask and the cape and everything.
No, I don't wear a Batman. Normally, I do it naked.
Okay, come on. Rick, you need to start taking this seriously.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
I mean, holy guacamole, Batman. You can't be just attracting all kinds of bats into the neighborhood and just causing all kinds of chaos. Are you okay?
This is good. Who is this? Ira.
It's
Ira. Where are you at?
I'm over here in the office.
Which office?
Over here at the club.
At what club?
Country club. Silly, what's wrong with you? What are you, drunk? It's the middle of the day and you've been drinking.
Other than running around at night naked chasing bats, there's nothing wrong with
Nobody me. Said that you were naked. They said that you were dressed up like Batman. And you,
no, I confess to being naked. I do that.
Okay, well, that's a whole other issue then. I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear it. And also that spotlight. Also that spotlight with the bat symbol. You need to shut that off. You know, it's too bright. It's disturbing at nighttime.
Well, that's how I draw the bats in. Then they know it's safe to come in.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Batman's not the one that has the spotlight. That's Commissioner Gordon.
Well, I know, but they go to Commissioner Gordon and look for Batman.
Okay.
And Robin. What about the Robins? Nobody's doing anything about the Robins.
Oh, Robin wasn't in the Nolan trilogy. I mean, I guess he kind of was in the last movie, but that's, you know, look, we're getting way off track.
I'm talking about the Robins that keep flying into my yard. Look, do something about that.
Look, let's cut the crap here. Quit trying to communicate. Quit trying to...
So let me talk to George.
You're laughing like the Joker. You just need to quit trying to echo communicate whatever with the bats.
Oh yeah, no more running around in a Batman costume.
Okay, well, we appreciate your cooperation, Rick.
Okay, have a good day, Ira.
Okay, he's off the booze.
Okay, is George there?
Yeah, he's over there. He's taking a dump.
Okay, well, tell him Batman's retired.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay.
All right,
have
bye.
A good day, Ira.
All right, bye, Rick.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Andy?
Yeah.
Hey, Andy. It's Winston with the city.
Yeah.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about the construction work that's going to be going on in front of your house tomorrow.
Okay.
There's just going to be a crew out there at about 9 o'clock, and they're just going to be doing a little bit of digging, just kind of right at the edge of your lawn.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just going to be putting in the new electric wheelchair charging stations.
What?
You know, for the Hover Around and Find Out Act of 2021. It's been in the news and everything.
I don't know anything about that, dude.
Oh, hey, it's been in the news for a while now. You didn't get the letter that we sent you back in...
No, I don't remember any letter or anything.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, maybe you thought it was junk or something. Well, I can try to answer any questions you might have.
All right. I really don't have any questions, but I will promise you, if anybody starts digging in my yard, they're going to meet with some doom, so...
Doom? What do you mean, doom?
I can't allow anybody to dig in my yard, man. It's my property.
Oh, no. See, that's where the confusion lies. It's actually like the first few feet.
No. Listen, the confusion lies in the fact that you're calling me telling me you're going to dig in my yard tomorrow.
Oh, I won't be doing the digging.
So I'm not, I have an easement, so I'm not going to let you dig in my yard.
Yeah, the
Sir,
let me.
Winston, come on, brother.
I'm trying to explain. There's easement rights up into your yard by just a few feet.
No. Actually, the easement ends at the curb because I've got easement on my property.
Oh no, that's where you're mistaken. Yeah, the county.
No, the easement ends at my water meter, brother, and my water meter is right at curb line.
I'm not your brother, first of all. Quit calling me that.
No, Winston, listen to me.
I'm listening, but you're just...
You show up tomorrow, and I'm going to have the police here.
It's not a police matter, sir, and I've already told you I'm mistaken.
No, it is a police matter, because you're digging in my yard.
It's going to be a city work crew, idiot.
No, and you called me an idiot?
Well, you're being
an idiot. I'm recording this conversation, brother.
Okay, I'm not your brother, idiot.
No, it's just, no, I'm recording this conversation.
Okay, that's weird that you're recording the conversation.
Okay, you show up tomorrow, I'll be here waiting on you. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
And am I going to meet with doom?
No, you'll meet with whatever's out there, you know?
Well, what does that mean exactly?
I am going to stop you from digging in my yard.
It's for the disabled. What do you have against the disabled? You're being an asshole about this.
No, and you're calling me an asshole now?
Well, yeah, you're being an asshole. Like, what do you have
against... What do I have against a disabled? Why in the hell would they need a charging station in my yard?
To charge up their wheelchairs. Durr.
Oh, okay, so they're going to be driving through my yard to charge their wheelchairs.
They're not going
to
drive through your yard, idiot. It's going to be right at the edge of the road.
All right, I'm hanging up, brother. See you later.
I'm not your brother, asshole. Where'd you go?
Well, his wife is on the phone now.
Oh, no. Now I'm in trouble. Is this Kelly?
It's none of your concern what my name is.
Okay, Kelly. Well, why did you get on the phone? Is that how your husband handles things? He just lets his wife take control? Like, tell your husband to nut up.
Oh, wow. You use such language.
What do you
mean?
Why
don't you grow a pair there, Winston?
Oh, I have a pair.
Okay. Where are you from?
You want me to slap
them? And who's your supervisor, by the way?
Do you want me to slap them on the phone for you? My supervisor is Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, and they want charging stations for wheelchairs in a neighborhood with no sidewalks.
Yeah, it's for the disabled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Disabled don't use sidewalks. Durr.
Yeah, I guess I will call the mayor.
Okay.
And I'll call the city manager tomorrow because I know them both personally.
You have the mayor's number? Let me guess. You're friends with the mayor, right? You have a direct line?
Yeah, I am. And I'm friends with the city manager, Gerald.
Oh, Gerald's an asshole.
Oh, Gerald's an asshole too?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to tell him that. This is great.
We all hate Gerald.
They do.
Gerald's a real boner jacket.
And you're from where now?
I'm here in the comptroller's office.
In the comptroller's office for...
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very nice, honey. Repeating every word I say.
Don't call me honey either.
It's like you understand
everything. Don't call me honey.
Oh, okay, honey. Honey, baby, sweet tits. Sugar dumpling.
Honey, baby, sweet tits.
Sugar dumpling.
Wow. You're a piece of work. Very ashamed of yourself.
Oh, it didn't sound like you were going to say work. What were you going to say? Sound like you were going to say piece of shit.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, you're a good Christian.
Yeah, actually I am.
I could tell.
Yeah, I am. So, you, I don't know. So.
Yeah, I never said we knew each other.
But you're calling from a tag agency, is what my phone says. So you're working for the city of...
Yeah, I already established that with your idiot husband. Where did he go anyways? Like, is he okay?
Okay, so who is your supervisor?
Mr. Biggs.
Biggs? What is it?
Mr. Biggs.
Biggs.
Yeah, B-I-G-G-S.
Okay, what's his first name?
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, Bartholomew, honey.
And what's his phone number?
Like, you never heard the name Bartholomew before?
His phone number?
It's the same as my number. It's right there on your caller ID.
What's his phone number?
It's the same as the one on your caller ID.
What is his phone number? You should be able to do that if you're such a smart guy. I would like his phone number.
Yeah, I am able to do that, but I'm not gonna because you're being a huge bitch about this. Like, I was making a courtesy call, and your idiot husband just started being
courtesy
all rude.
Courtesy call on the behalf of?
Behalf of the city.
on behalf of the city.
Yes.
Okay, what department in the city?
Department of Zoning and Transportation.
Zoning and Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, can you tell Andy to shut the fuck up? Because he already forfeited the right to talk.
Wow, you're great. Okay, you enjoy your evening.
Okay, you too, honey. Then. Honey baby. Sweet tits.
Yeah, all right, honey. Honey baby.
Thanks again to Whoa There for lobbying the county on behalf of the disabled. And thanks to the rest of you nice people for supporting the show. I'm going to play a short song and then a bonus call. And the reason I'm sticking it at the end is because I think it's mostly garbage. But I Regret Jumping said if I didn't play it on this bonersode, he'd tell all his internet friends that I'm ugly and can't read. He's a mean man.
There is no sense of God to be found on my knees with a heart in heat, scorching inside of that need. Summer creep, I plead for misdeed. The bark smells the greatest from afar. Could I only have a sense I would feel that wings are shining under her shell, and I take the way to the far strawberry bush, and then I am dropping into your blossoms, rotting to a swamp. It's late, it's late. I'm going forward, going backward, going that constant leaks. No shiver haunts here. No color blinds him, and nothing hurts.
We're glad you called Terraces. We value your time and will be with you promptly.
Oh.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Oh, good.
Thank you for calling Terraces. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Sarah. It's Ira. I'm a tenant here.
Hi.
I just had a kind of a thing that I needed to let you know about. There's going to be a kind of an event going on over here at my apartment tomorrow morning.
An event? What's going on?
I'm going to be holding an auction here in my apartment at about 10 o'clock tomorrow. And so there's just going to be lots of people coming and going. And I just figured I should let you know about it.
Okay. What's your address?
Over here at 15132. And yeah, so there's just going to be like some news vans and things like that. Because I guess they want to do... Yeah.
You're in my building.
Yeah, they want to do a... They want to do like a live feed kind of thing because... I did this kind of like I turned my apartment into an abstract sculpture. And so, you know, I've got several, you know, museums in the area just trying to do bids on it and everything.
15132?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm dyslexic. I get mixed up sometimes, but
okay. I can't pull you up from there. What's your name?
Ira. And then also, you know, there's like whoever wins, like it's going to become part of their museum.
What? Who is this?
It's Ira.
It's like...
Are you okay?
Oh, man. Who is this?
It's Ira. What's wrong?
I don't have a resident Ira.
Yeah, of course you do. Over here in 15312. You know, I just figured I'd kind of give you a heads up, because once the bids goes through, then they're going to be like putting up, you know, just signage and things like that outside of the apartment to indicate that it's now part of their museum.
Really? Can I come check it out?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be kind of an open house thing tomorrow, so you'll be able to check it out. But yeah, there's like, I glued a bunch of like flat tires and just other kind of just things to my walls and ceilings. You know, because it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's supposed to symbolize urban decay.
All right.
So there's just all kinds of scrap metal and just trash and things.
So when you move out, that's going to be a lot of damage to the apartment we're going to have to charge you.
Oh, no. Because it's no longer going to be part of the apartments. It's going to be part of the... Whichever museum wins the bid, it's going to be an annex of their property.
This is a joke.
Basically, I'm going to make a ton of money off of this, because...
Can I get a cut of it?
No, because you didn't work on the art. I did. It's my creation.
Oh, you should have told me to. I would have helped.
Well, no, you're not an artist. You're just a lowly apartment manager.
Well, ouch.
With no creative side. No, not a creative bone in your body.
Dang, that's pretty harsh.
No, I'm just, you know, I mean... I don't mean to be insulting or anything. It's just clearly you're just kind of a corporate shill, you know, just towing the company line. And
you don't know what I do in my personal life.
Well, anyways, that's all besides the point. So yeah, there's just going to be a big auction tomorrow, and then whoever wins, they're taking over.
Okay. Sounds good.
What are you chewing on?
I am eating Qdoba.
Oh, that's very unprofessional of you. You eating food.
To eat?
Well, when you're on the phone, yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of gross and unprofessional. You get a mouthful of food while you're conducting business.
I'm sorry. You just insulted me. I don't know what's professional.
Well, I didn't mean to insult you. I didn't think you're going to get all offended by it. Yeah, I'm just saying, you're not an artist. You don't know how to turn an apartment into an abstract sculpture by gluing a bunch of garbage to the walls.
Oh, okay.
Hey, also, well, I think just as an aside, I think there's an issue with my refrigerator. It's been leaking Freon the past few days. I don't know if maybe that's something maintenance can take a look at.
Your fridge is leaking Freon?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's too much for today.
What are you laughing at?
It's way too much today.
Why? What's going on today?
Oh, you know, just feels like a full moon.
Feels like a full moon? It's the middle of the day. What are you talking about?
Well, you know how, like, full moon attracts, like, you know, certain personalities and...
Oh, no. No, I don't know that. That sounds like a bunch of superstitious nonsense to me.
Oh, okay.
Also, have you seen any bees flying around lately? My emotional support bees got out, and I haven't been able to track them down.
Oh my god,
Sarah! It's very important. It's very important that I get those back. I need them for, you know, for mental reasons, for my mental health.
All right. What are their names?
Jerry, Solomon, and Teddy.
All right. I can send like a mass email to all the residents to be on the lookout.
Yeah, I'll send you a photo. I'll send you a photo of them and you can just email it out. In fact, I'll just print it out and just put it all over the complex. Like a have you seen me kind of thing.
Unfortunately, we don't all have that. So.
Oh, come on. You could bend the rules a little.
No,
I feel like we've built up a rapport these last several minutes.
Yeah. Yes, it's been great to get to know you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, just look out for all the news crews and everything tomorrow.
Alrighty.
Okay, Sarah. Have a nice day. Enjoy your Qdoba.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you too.
Aw, thanks.
Who is this?
It's Ira.
Damn it. I have an Ira resident.
Yeah, I know. I'm not on the lease.
That's my neighbor's apartment, though. I haven't seen any weird stuff going on around over there.
Yeah, well, it's all on the inside. Just, you know,
yeah,
I just,
but she usually keeps her blinds open so you can, like, peek in.
You look into the blinds of your neighbor? You're a peeping Tom.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
What, are you trying to see him naked or something?
I mean, I guess that would be a plus.
That's you're a pervert.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, anyways, I got to get going. I got a bunch of, you know, packing to do.
All right. Well, have a good day.
All right. I love you. Bye.